Chapter 51. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against those who dwell in Lepchamai a destroying wind. I will send to Babylon strangers, who shall winnow her, and they shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him who bends, let the archer bend his bow, and against him who lifts himself up in his coat of mail. And don't you spare her young men, and destroy you utterly all her host. They shall fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans, and thrust through in her streets. For Israel is not forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of armies, though their land is full of guilt against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and save every man his life. Don't be cut off in her iniquity. For it is the time of the Lord's vengeance, he will render to her a recompense. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand, who made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunk of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Well for her, take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her. And let us go everyone into his own country, for her judgment reaches to heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. The Lord has brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Make sharp the arrows, hold firm the shields. The Lord has stirred up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his purpose is against Babylon to destroy it, for it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Set up a standard against the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both purposed and done that which he spoke concerning the inhabitants of Babylon. You who dwell on many waters, abundant in treasures, your end is come, the measure of your covetousness. The Lord of armies has sworn by himself, saying, Surely I will fill you with men, as with the cankerworm, and they shall lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he has stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasuries. Every man is become brutish and is without knowledge. Every goldsmith is disappointed by his image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, a work of delusion. In the time of their visitation shall they perish. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of armies is his name. You are my battle axe and weapons of war, and with you I will break in pieces the nations, and with you I will destroy kingdoms, and with you I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with you I will break in pieces the chariot and him who rides therein, and with you I will break in pieces man and woman, and with you I will break in pieces the old man and the youth, and with you I will break in pieces the young man and the virgin. And with you I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, and with you will I break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen, and with you I will break in pieces governors and deputies. I will render to Babylon, and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea, all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, destroying mountains, says the Lord, which destroys all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand on you, and roll you down from the rocks, and will make you a burnt mountain. They shall not take of you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but you shall be desolate forever, says the Lord. Set up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Minai, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough cankerworm. Prepare against her the nations, the kings of the Medes, the governors and the deputies, and all the land of their dominion. The land trembles and is in pain, for the purposes of the Lord against Babylon do stand, to make the land of Babylon a desolation, without inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They remain in their strongholds. Their might is failed. They are become as women. Her dwelling places are set on fire. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on every quarter, and the passages are seized, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are frightened. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. Yet a little while, and the time of harvest shall come for her. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has, like a monster, swallowed me up. He has filled his maw with my delicacies. He has cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh beyond Babylon. Shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood be on the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead your cause and take vengeance for you, and I will dry up her sea, and make her fountain dry. Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing, without inhabitant. They shall roar together like young lions. They shall growl as lions' cubs. When they are heated, I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, says the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. How is Shishak taken, and the praise of the whole earth seized? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? The sea has come up on Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of its waves. Her cities are become a desolation, a dry land and a desert, a land in which no man dwells, neither does any son of man pass thereby. I will execute judgment on Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow any more to him, yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go out of the midst of her and save yourselves, every man, from the fierce anger of the Lord. Don't let your heart faint, neither fear for the news that shall be heard in the land. For news shall come one year, and after that in another year shall come news, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come, that I will execute judgment on the engraved images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heavens and the earth, and all that is therein, shall sing for joy over Babylon, for the destroyer shall come to her from the north, says the Lord. As Babylon has called the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the land. You who have escaped the sword, go, don't stand still, remember the Lord from afar, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach. Confusion has covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will execute judgment on her engraved images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to the sky, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall destroyers come to her, says the Lord. The sound of a cry from Babylon, and of great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. For the Lord lays Babylon waste, and destroys out of her the great voice, and their waves roar like many waters, the noise of their voice is uttered. For the destroyer is come on her, even on Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Their bows are broken in pieces, for the Lord is a God of recompenses, he will surely repay. I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her governors and her deputies and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake up, says the king, whose name is the Lord of armies. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly overthrown, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor for vanity, and the nations for the fire, and they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah to Babylon in the 4th year of his reign. Now Sariah was the chief chamberlain. Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come on Babylon, even all these words that are written concerning Babylon. Jeremiah said to Sariah, "When you come to Babylon, then see that you read all these words and say, 'Lord, you have spoken concerning this place, to cut it off, that none should dwell therein, neither man nor animal, but that it shall be desolate forever.' It shall be, when you have made an end of reading this book, that you shall bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates, and you shall say, 'Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise again, because of the evil that I will bring on her, and they shall be weary.'" Thus far are the words of Jeremiah.